We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
April 20th, 420. That's a number that's had a significance in the marijuana community for years. But this isn't something that is just folks joking around about smoking pot anymore. And we're joined now by Matt Schweik from the Marijuana Policy Project. Matt, welcome to KMOX.
Thanks for having me on.
Matt, just let's talk a little bit about states like Missouri. Missouri in particular, obviously, is our key focus here. But with marijuana policy all over the country changing at a pretty breathtaking pace, the idea of going forward with medical marijuana, that was passed by the voters. It's going to take about a year to implement. How do you see things moving along in Missouri and other states kind of like it?
Well, there's always a phase for implementation, especially after the law is established through a ballot initiative. Often ballot initiatives can't delve into every detailed area of policy, so there's almost always the need for the legislature and or the administration and or regulatory agencies to promulgate rules to lay out the details of how the program will work. So a one-year implementation phase is not out of the ordinary versus other states. Other states have taken longer to implement legalization or medical marijuana. For example, Massachusetts passed a full legalization initiative at the 2016 election. It was over 2 years before the first sales occurred. So, you know, we're in favor of states taking the time and doing the due diligence to make sure that the law is implemented in the correct manner in accordance with what the voters expected and wanted when they approved the ballot initiative.
Now, for some people, this is a step toward recreational legalization. Some would call it a hope. Some would call it a fear. It just depends on who you ask. Do you guys kind of see this in that sort of direction?
I see them as two separate policies. Medical marijuana makes marijuana available to people with legitimate and serious medical conditions. Full legalization is for all adults. When we work on ballot initiatives or legislative efforts, we don't view medical marijuana policy as a simple stepping stone, a political box to be checked. We work on medical marijuana with the expectation that that's going to be a law that's going to need to be implemented and needs to help people. So it can't be denied that every state that has legalized marijuana recreationally had previously established a medical marijuana program. That being said, depending on how federal reform takes place, I expect that the federal government will establish marijuana as a state's rights issue, and I don't think that the federal government or Congress is going to force legalization on any state. So I actually think that 10 years from now, there will still be some states that have not fully legalized marijuana but have functional, effective medical marijuana programs. Just because an electorate supports medical marijuana, that doesn't mean they will eventually or in the near future support legalization. Look at Utah. I helped run the campaign in 2018. That was a medical marijuana campaign. Having worked in that state, I do not expect the people of Utah to support full legalization anytime soon, and that's fine. We want a good medical program for Utah patients. So, of course, the issues are linked, but they're also separate and distinct.
Tell me about the federal guidelines. Basically, marijuana is still a Schedule I narcotic in federal eyes, and that has created lots and lots of problems. Once these dispensaries get in place, in some states, they're hesitant to even use banks because they fear federal retribution. How confusing and how challenging is that for people who enter into this business?
There are many challenges that face people who enter into either the medical marijuana or recreational marijuana industries. You cited banking. It's really the banks that are often uncomfortable working with these businesses. Marijuana businesses face very unfair tax schemes under the federal government, and the federal status of marijuana also inhibits research, and that might be one of the worst injustices of our country's war on marijuana, is that for decades we've deprived ourselves of research, and I think decades from now we're going to look back and we're going to have a number of very effective medical marijuana treatments, and we're going to think, wow, we could have made these available to the public many years sooner if the federal government had not had this position that prevents research. So for those people that are entering the industry, yes, they face major challenges. They don't have fair access to banking. They're not taxed fairly. They're all technically violating federal law when they run their businesses. Thankfully, it's been some years since we've seen the type of, you know, federal raids that we used to see. And for the most part, it's really up to state regulators to ensure that these industries are operating in accordance with the law. We do need that federal reform. There's a bill in Congress called the States Act. It's a bipartisan bill co-sponsored by Republican Senator Gardner from Colorado and Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, has broad support. Our hope is that that bill will pass this year or next, and that would clear up many of the issues that the federal status of marijuana creates for businesses that are operating in full compliance with state law. That conflict between state and federal law needs to be resolved, and in our opinion, the States Act is the most politically viable and effective way to do that in the short term.
Very quickly, we're talking here on April 20th, 420, and the number 420 has a significant meaning within folks, the marijuana community. Some other people maybe don't know anything about it or know much about it. Give them a brief explainer about what 420 means in the marijuana community.
Well, 420 means a lot of different things to many different people. For a few decades now, it's become a sort of unofficial holiday for marijuana in this country. I think most people listening that went to college will, in the last couple of decades, will know what I'm talking about. You know, as the marijuana reform movement has had success and matured, you know, the 420 rallying cry for legalization is perhaps less relevant today than in the past. Still, there are many people out there who, you know, appreciate marijuana, and there are many medical marijuana patients who need it. And for them, I suppose this is just a day to celebrate that. My words to anybody out there are that, you know, if you're going to celebrate, do so responsibly. And my message to people out there who are opposed to all of this is, you know, 420 is really about people having the right to do something that doesn't harm other people, something that should not be a crime. And, you know, our work is, the purpose of our work at MPP is to give every adult the ability to make that decision for themselves and to not put people in a situation where they have their lives ruined or they're thrown in jail for doing something that's less harmful than alcohol.
Well, Matt Schweik, we got to leave it there. Thank you for joining us here on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
And KMOX news time is 527, 46 degrees downtown at the Arch. Coming up, have you got a kid who you'd like to send to medical school? Would you like to go to medical school and you just never thought it was within reach because of the cost? Big, big changes coming to medical school tuition, and Washington University here in St. Louis is leading the way. I'm George Sells.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.